This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Brukim Habayim. Welcome, everyone. Tonight, Chav Zayin Nisan is the yard site of Harav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who I was zoicha to see with my own eyes, to speak to. Tonight is the yard site of Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frommer, the Kozhaglover Goyin. My great-grandfather was a Talmud of the Kozhaglover Goyin. Even in the Shas Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, there's a tshuva my Zayda wrote to him, my Elta Zayda wrote to him, from Sachachav. And more importantly, tonight is the night that we learn Daf Ayin Zayin. So here we go. Daf Ayin Zayin Masechta Nedarim. We're discussing the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hafaras Nedarim, you have the calendar date to do it. You make the neder 23.9 hours before the next night, you have 23.9 hours. You make the neder 0.001 hour before the next night, you have 0.001 hour to be made for the Nedarim. It doesn't go by, it's not uniform time. In other words, you have that calendar date. There is a Tana, a pair of Tanam, Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lezer ben Shimon, they hold you have 24 hours Me'is Le'is. Now we're going to be discussing as well a distinction between Hafaras Nedarim and She'elas Nedarim, or Hataras Nedarim. Hafaras Nedarim is the husband or the father. The husband and the father, they're made for the neder. The only thing is they can only do it b'yom shamay, either the calendar date or 24 hours. Hataras Nedarim is the chacham. The chacham could do it that day, he could do it a month later, he could do it a year later, he could do it 100 years later. Now, we're also going to discuss doing it on Shabbos, because our Mishnah definitely indicated Hafaras Nedarim could be done on Shabbos. That was the case the Mishnah gave. The Mishnah on Ayin Vav on Beis gave an example of Hafaras Nedarim on Shabbos. The question is, though, does it have to be Letzoyrach Shabbos? Hataras Nedarim of a Chacham will have to be Letzoyrach Shabbos. Hafaras Nedarim of a father or a husband, that's a question, does it have to be Letzoyrach Shabbos or not? Why would it or not have to be Letzoyrach Shabbos? Well, there are a few factors why there's a difference between Hafaras Nedarim and Hataras Nedarim. One factor is, we'll see in the Ran. We'll see the two factors in the Ran. Why there's more of a reason to require Tzorach Shabbos for Hatara than Hafara. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, quoting a Mishnah in Shabbos. The Mishnah in Shabbos says, Andav Kufnun Zayin. Tnan Hasam, we learned in Mishnah over there, Mefirin Nedarim B'Shabbos. You could be made for Nedarim on Shabbos. V'Neshalin L'Nedarim Shein L'Tzorach HaShabbos. And you could be Shoyal Nedarim from a Chacham if they are L'Tzorach HaShabbos. Now, simply what the Mishnah is saying is Hafaras Nedarim does not have to be Letzorach HaShabbos. Hataras Nedarim, Hashalas Nedarim, does have to be. But Iboiluhu, they had a Shaila. Mefira Nedarim B'Shabbos Letzorach HaShabbos, Oidoma Afilu Shaloi Letzorach HaShabbos. Hafaras Nedarim does have to be Letzorach HaShabbos, or even not. Now, the simple reading is, it doesn't make that qualification by Hafaras Nedarim. Or maybe do we say that the qualification said at the end of the Mishnah, Letzorach HaShabbos, is going back not only on Hatara, but on Hafara as well. Says the Ran, Tnan Hasam b'Perek Misha Hechshech. I'll tell you, by the way, when the Eretz Tzvi, the Kozhaglover, he was a Yasaim, and he came to learn by the Avnei Nezer as a very young boy. And he comes to the Avnei Nezer. By the way, the Avnei Nezer gave Shurim twice a day, 4 hours in the morning and 4 hours later in the day. And the Avnei Nezer says, whoa, what's going on? Like, he sees this kid coming to Shir, and he had the biggest lions in all of Europe. And the Kozhaglover said, no. I'm a kid, but my head is just like anybody else. Anyway, one time the Avnei Nezer was walking with his son in the garden, and all of a sudden, a Gemara fell on their head. What? And they look up in the tree, and the Kuzhik lover was learning in the tree, and he dropped his Gemara on their head. So the Avnei Nezer understood the Kuzhik lover as, you know, he's only a little kid. But on the other hand, you know, he felt this was not proper. So his punishment was he had to learn 30 blad of Nadarim with the Ran. And he had to say it over to the Avnei Nezer. Okay, so says the Ran, Tanan Hasam, Beperek, so if you don't behave, I'm just letting you. Tanan Hasam, Beperek Misha Hechshech, Mefirin Nadarim, Bal Le'ishtai, a husband to a wife, V'nishalim Nadarim L'chacham, Mefirin Nadarim B'Shabbos L'tzorech HaShabbos. Mefirin Nadarim L'tzorech HaShabbos. Hadik Tani L'tzorech HaShabbos Akula Mas Nisanka. Is it going on the whole Mishnah? Da Afilu Hafara Dafka L'tzorech HaShabbos. Aydilma Afilu Shaloi L'tzorech HaShabbos. Maybe even not. Doloi Koi Ela Asha'ela. Why? Why would only She'ela be L'tzorech HaShabbos and not Hafara? Mishim Dekivan D'tzorech Chacham. You know why? Because the process of She'elas Nedarim looks very judicious. It looks very legal. It looks like a convening of a court, whether you need three regular people or one expert, and therefore we're hesitant to allow it, and therefore it has to be L'tzarcha Shabbos. Masha Inkein, the process of a father or a husband, it looks very casual, and it's okay to do it even not L'tzarcha Shabbos. Inami, or there's a very big difference. Hafaras Nadarim is an emergency, because if they don't do it that day, they can never do it. So we have to cut them some slack. And even if it's not L'tzarcha Shabbos, we'll allow it to happen. But Hataras Nadarim, which you could do any time, so it will be more discerning, and we'll say, look, you know, you want to do it on Shabbos? It's not an emergency. It's only if it's L'tzarcha Shabbos. Fine. So that's the Shaila Tashma, the Tani Rav Zuti Debei Rav Papi. Rav Zuti taught in the house of Rav Papi, Ein Mefirin Nadarim Ela L'tzarech HaShabbos. We are only made for Nadarim L'tzarech HaShabbos. So that's what he said. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, really? Only L'tzarech HaShabbos? Halay Tinan Hachi. But we didn't learn this in our Mishnah on Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Why? The Mishnah said like this. The Mishnah said, if you made a neder Leil Shabbos, you could be made for a Leil Shabbos or Yom Shabbos at Shetechshach. Nadra im chashecha. If you made a neder right before the day was over, v'loy hafer, eino yachal lahafer. Now, if you're going to say, you can only be made for L'tzarcha Shabbos, nadra im chashecha, made for la ad shalei techshach, you could be made for it before dark, v'yamrit l'tzarcha Shabbos in shaloi l'tzarcha Shabbos loy. If you're going to say you can only be made for nether l'tzarcha Shabbos and not shaloi l'tzarcha Shabbos, my irya chashecha. Why does the Mishnah specifically say that if it became dark, he can't be made for it? Afilu b'toy chayyam eni yachal hafer. Even before it became dark, he can't be made for it. D'shalal etzach Shabbosu. It's not needed for Shabbos. Question. If a guy made a neder a minute before Shabbos is over, they made a neder, they're not going to eat apples for the next minute. If you're going to say you could only be made for nedarim on Shabbos, L'tzarech HaShabbos, then what possible Tzarech HaShabbos could there be if the nether's only going to be in effect for a split second? So doesn't that show you could be made for it even if it's not L'tzarech HaShabbos? Why would you need to be made for it in the next millisecond? The Mishnah says that if you made a nether right before the close of Shabbos, then and it becomes dark, you can't be made for it. And if it didn't become dark, you could. How would it be Litzarach HaShabbos? Why would it be Litzarach HaShabbos? Yeah? What Litzarach HaShabbos would it be? Let's see the Ran. Afilu b'toich hayom nami lo yafer d'shaloi Litzarach hu d'kivan d'imcha sheikha nodra matzarach Shabbos yesh b'hafaras. What Litzarach Shabbos is there? Elavadai afilu shaloi Litzarach mefer. Why? And why could you? L'fishas manover. Because if I don't do it now, meaning if I could only be made for Litzarach HaShabbos, what possibly could the Litzarach HaShabbos be? Koidem Shecha Shecha. I don't know. Okay. Masha Enkein. Elevadai. Afilu Shaloi Litzarach Mefer. And the reason you could is L'fishas manover, the time is passing. U'kadiktani Yishim Chashcha. Like it taught, if it got dark, v'lay hafer shuv eino yachal hafer uke demaskinon beplukta dahanach tanoi italia. Says the Gemara. So this implies that you could be made for even shaloi l'tzarech. So on the one hand, Rav Zuti debei Rav Papi taught. Ein mefirin ela l'tzarach Shabbos. So the Brisa says it has to be l'tzarach. On the other hand, the Mishnah implies it's even shaloi l'tzarach. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. If the Mishnah says it has to be l'tzarach, if the Brisa says it has to be l'tzarach, and the Mishnah says even shaloi l'tzarach, we could explain the machlokes as follows. Really, tanoihi, it's machlokes tanoim. Hafaras nedarim kalayoim. We learned earlier that the Mishnah holds hafaras nedarim is the whole day. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Laz, Rabbi Shimon Amru, Me'es La'es, they hold it's 24 hours. So Lamanda Amar kalayoim in Tfeiloi, according to Lamanda Amar, that says you only have the whole day but not further. That after night you can't be mefer. So they hold afilu shalei l'tzarach Shabbos mefer. You can be mefer even not for Shabbos. Because if you're not mefer now, you can't be mefer anymore after Shabbos. I mean, according to the Tana that says, the Tana, the Mishnah that says hafaras nedarim is only until nightfall, which means I can only do it on Shabbos. Well then, even if it's not l'tzarach Shabbos, if I'm not mefer now, I have no opportunity to be mefer. But according to the Man D'Amar that I have 24 hours, then we'll say on Shabbos you could only do it Litzarach HaShabbos. Because don't say, well, when will I do it? You'll do it after Shabbos because you have a full 24 hours to be made for Nedarim. By the way, let's see the Ran. Tanoihi. V'loi kashu masnis n'braisa. It's not a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Tani Rabzuti Ahadadi. The Tani Braisa, the Tani Rabzuti Ahadadi. It's not a question of the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Pukta the Tanoihi. The Manda Amar Kalayim Kula. According to Manda Amar, they only have the calendar date. Tvei Loi Benatmor Mefer Afil Shalala Tzacha Shabbos. The Kivan Shazman Oiver. Since the time is passing. So they said, Hekil Hafer Shalala Tzarech. Masha'ein came be She'ela. But She'ela doesn't have to be Litzarech. Because I have more time, the Efshir Bechol, Leman de Amar Me'es La'es Litzarach HaShabbos in Shaloi Litzarach HaShabbos Loi Kivan de Efshir Bechol. Since it's possible during the week, so according to the Man de Amar that I have 24 hours, then it doesn't have to be then only Litzarach HaShabbos. Question. According to the Man D'Amar, that's 24 hours. Well, what if I make a neder a second after Shabbos begins? Why would I say, even there, only Litzarach HaShabbos? There, I won't have time to do it after Shabbos. Anyway, Hilkoch Le'inyan Halacha, the Halacha is L'didon De'kayim Alon Da'afars Nedarim Kol Yom. We hold you only have the calendar date. V'sulay then mefir nedarim b'shabbos afilu shaloi l'tzarach HaShabbos. Fine. So basically, the Gemara is making the shaila whether you could be mefir nedarim only letzarach, even shalei letzarach, it's dependent on if I only have the calendar date, then even shalei letzarach, because otherwise I'm stuck. If I have a full 24 hours, then even if it's, then only if it's letzarach Shabbos. I was just asking, you don't always have a full 24 hours. If you made the neder right in the beginning of the Shabbos, then the 24 hours is not going to give me enough time after Shabbos is over. At least in that case, we should be lenient, and we should say you could be mefer even shaloi letzarach, unless we say loi plug. In most cases, I'm not sure. Okay, the Gemara continues. V'nishalin l'nedarim shehin letzarach Shabbos. The Mishnah said where we could ask a chacham about nedarim that are letzorech Shabbos. Iboy lehu. They had a shayla. The Bnei Yeshiva had a shayla. The din of hataras nedarim of a chacham, is it kishaloi hayolahem panai? I understand it's only if it's letzorech Shabbos. But is it only where they didn't have time before Shabbos? Oidilma, or maybe kishahayolahem panai. If they had time, maybe if they had time, maybe if they had time, meaning, we know that if you're matir nedarim, if you go to a chacham, it's only if it's letzarach Shabbos, but is it only if you didn't have time before Shabbos? Or even if you had time? Ibailu kishalahayalam panai, or idilma kishahayalam panai. Says Aran, Isbay Lahain, Bishlay Haya Avshalahain Miba Idyim, Kagan Shinadra Arab Shabbos and Khashekha, Inami Dula is Dakik Lay Khachmi Ba Idyam. Either you made it right before Shabbos, or you couldn't find a rabbi before Shabbos. Rabbis are very hard to get sometimes. You know, they go into hiding, and especially on Fridays. You know, who's going to answer the phone, you know? The asikna, the conclusion is, the afilu bin adarm shahay lahen efshin ba'idyom nishalon tzarchashav. The conclusion is, even if you had time. Because tashma, coming here, is dakiku le rabbanon labrei de rav zutra, brei de rav zira, afilu bin adarm shahay lahen p'nayim ba'idyom. The rabbis made themselves available to be matir the nedarim of the son of Rav Zutra, the son of Rav Zeira, even by nedarim that he had time to be mefer before. Now, Savar Rav Yosef Lameimar Nishalin nedarim b'Shabbos. Rav Yosef thought to say you could annul nedarim on Shabbos biyachid mumcha'in, only an individual who's an expert, b'shloisha ad yoy toisloi, not three simple guys, because it looks like a court convening. Mishum demechzi kadina. Amalei Abayi said to Rabbi Yosef, kivin de svirulan, since we hold that when three people do it, afilu bim umar, even if they're standing, afilu bekroivim, even if they're relatives, afilu belaila, even at night, loy mischazi kadina, doesn't look like a court case. So since it doesn't have all the restrictions of a regular din, so by the way, this is very common. You're in shul for Hataras Nedarim. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah morning. You're there with your kids, you know, some of them bar mitzvah. Are you going to make a court, or are you going to have a court? You know, you, two of the kids, and could you have an in-family court for Hataras Nedarim? So here the Gemara at least is saying that Sviralan. See, do we pass it this way? I think we do. Yaradeyasivin reish chav chesiv gimel. Kivin sun afilu b'mumad, afilu b'krem, afilu b'lai, lamechzi kadina, says the Ran. B'yachid mumcha'in b'shloi shaloi mishum demechzi kadina. B'kai malon, we hold the ein danin b'shabbos. We don't adjudicate on Shabbos. Ava b'yachid mumcha, but an individual is a mumcha, afilu man desvirle, even according to the opinion. The Mai Mumcha, what's a Mumcha? Samach, the Chamay Shanichtav Lefaneinu, B'siyata Deshmaya, Loi minkara milsa, it's not recognizable. Loi mechsi kadina, and it doesn't look like a court case. Kivan desfirulan afila mu'umad. But when it comes to a din, Amar Bereish Perek Shavua Sa'idas, the yeshiva ba, you need to sit. Va'afilu b'kroyim shepsul na'din, va'afilu b'layda shenang shara din, lo'y mechsi kadina d'ika keretuva. Fine. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, halacha mefir nadarm b'layla, you're allowed to be made for nadarm at night. Sfekti gemara of Hamas Nisanhi. Wow, what a big revelation that Rav is making. Isn't it a Mishnah? Nadra b'leila Shabbos, you could be mefer, even at night. Says the Gemara, no, what Rav meant was, ela'im halacha nesha'alin b'leila, you're even allowed to do she'ela at night. She'elas chacham, which is what we just said, right? Kivan, desir lan afil mumen, afil b'krem, afil b'leila. Fine. Says the Ran, v'hamas nisan he umay kamash alon Rav, ela'im halacha neshalim nedarim b'layla v'itzrich la'ashvinon, is coming to teach the afagav to be inon chacham, even though you need a chacham aishloi shahed yoytois, the dummy ladina, it's similar to a court case, right? So even though by a chacham it's more like a din, you could still do it at night. Fine. So not only hafara you could do at night, even she'elas chacham you could do at night. Okay. The Gemara continues. Amar le Rabbi Abba le Rav Huna. Amar Rav hachi. Did Rav say this? Meaning, did Rav say you could do she'ela hatara at night? This is what Rabbi Abba said to Rav Huna. Amar le Rav Huna said ishtik. No, he didn't. But he was quiet. He was quiet. I said that you could do it at night, and he was quiet. Amar le. So Rabbi Abba said, Ishtik ka amrit? Are you saying that he was quiet? Or ishisei ka amrit? Or are you saying, drink? Vas meintas? Let's see the Ran. Ashkan ka amrit? Oy ishtikan ka amrit? Meaning, Rav Huna said, Rav didn't actually say this, but I said it and he was quiet. To which Rav Abba asked, what exactly do you mean when you say he was quiet? Says the Ran, Ashkan ka'amrit, Rav Huna shal es Rabbi Abba. Rav Huna asked Rabbi Abba, Ma sha'ata shu'alaini. Rav Huna asked Rabbi Abba, what are you asking me? Amar Rav Hachi, Mishum desfir le hashmaita ulahashkos li kois ka'amrit. Rav Huna asked Rabbi Abba, why are you asking me, did Rav say this? Is it because you're trying to give to drink to me? Oy ishtikun ka'amrit. Or sha'ata tama heichi amar Rav Hachi v'niskavanta l'shasek oisi. Are you asking the question because you hold this way and you want to give it to me to drink and, so to speak, make me also hold that Rav said this? Why are you asking, did Rav say this? Because you want to feed it to me? Because you want me to hold that way? Or are you matmiya? Did Rav say this? And you want to silence me? Well, ulufi pirazeh, we're not goyres tashma. And Rav Ika is a member of Bifnei Nav. Bifnei Atzma. And then the Ran brings another pshat, that Rabbi Abba, the first pshat is Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Halacha Mefina Dam Belayla. But then Rav Huna said, Halacha Neshalim Belayla. Amar Le Rav Abba Le Rav Huna, Amar Rav Hachi. And Ashkin Ka'amrit, Rav Huna asked Rabbi Abba, I mean, the Ran has two perushim here. The first perush is, Rav Huna asked Rabbi Abba, what are you asking me? Did Rav say this? Is it because you hold this way? Or is it because you don't hold this way? There's another perush. Rabbi Abba asked Rav Huna, where did you get this from that Rav holds this way? So Rav Huna responded that Rav was silent. And Rabbi Abba asked, how are you interpreting the silence? This that Rav was silent, is it because he agreed with you? Meaning, like someone who says to their friend, drink, and the person is silent and he accepts the drink. Or maybe he was silent because he didn't bother answering you. In other words, you know, sometimes shtika kahayda, and sometimes shtika is, I'm not goyres. Like, you know, your kids ask you a question, and then they say, did you even hear what I asked you? And the answer is, no, you deliberately did not hear what they asked you, you know? You didn't have enough bandwidth. I'm not saying you. I'm saying there are parents out there that maybe are not so have moments where they're not so good. I heard about such people. But, so silence doesn't necessarily mean conceding. Silence could also mean like tuning out, phasing out. Anyway, let's just do a tiny bit more. So according to the second version, Rabbi Abba was asking Rav Huna, if you didn't hear Rav say this, and Rav was just silent, so how exactly do you interpret that silence? So the Gemara says, Am Rav Ika Bar Avin. Rav Ika Bar Avin said, Is Dakik Le Rav La Rabba? Rav got involved for Rabba, Bekitna De Bei Rav, in the small room of the Beis Medrash of Rav, Oymed, he did it standing, Yachidi, alone, Ubalaila. So we see that Rav did Hat Taras Nadarm even at night. And we will continue with the help of the Almighty tomorrow night. B'siyata d'shmaya. Shkayach. Have a good night.
Call to. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.